Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It's good to see you all today. It is the 29th day of February, leap year, which I mentioned yesterday. I know they explained it to me in school, and I know it comes every 4 years. I know there's an extra day, but why do we call it leap year again? What are we leaping over? It seems like we should be calling it like add-on year, or all the other years should be leap year, but alas, it is that extra day, and it's kind of fun to get an extra day, don't you think? Today, we're going to be talking about Love is Blind, but before that, I do want to talk to you about I have a question for you. I'm wondering when you started being kind and showing grace to yourself. Some of you might say, not there yet. Also, I want to give you a little update on the all things with the TikTok workshop that's going to be in 6 days. Did you sign up for it yet? And a little heads up on that. In fact, we're going to start there. So I'm very excited. We're getting more and more people who are asking and signing up about it. I have not set the dates. I've set times. I'm going to do a mornings. Oh, wait. I am going to do a morning session. You know, that came to me. It's so funny. I'm like, you're probably like, what just happened to her? My sweet sister texted me this morning and said, we're going to go get massages. Clear your calendar. We're getting massages on Wednesday. And it just dawned on me. This is why, you know, sometimes you think, why didn't I set the exact times yet? This must be why. So I know the times are going to be gone doing all that those things. So we're going to do a morning session. I can say that now because I have clarity on that. We're going to do a morning session. So it'll be one probably 7 or 8 o'clock Mountain Time. And then we'll do an evening session as well too. That way I can honor the massage and honor the workshop, which I'm so excited about bringing to you that way. And also that allows more of you to be able to come because I know your schedule is going to be different. I also want to kind of warn you that we have another little something coming up. Or I have another little something coming up, cooking up, that's going to be coming up in March. You just saw Scott walk by. That is going to be exciting as well, too. So stick around for that. If you enjoy the idea of video, if you've come around to the fact that video is not going anywhere, and I've been saying it for years, but you're ready to like dive in and you're seeing the need for it, maybe just not only on Instagram or on Facebook, but perhaps TikTok is just not your jive, your jam for whatever reason under the sun. I know there are a lot of them and I hear you. We'll be doing a workshop that is going to be surrounded around another platform that I think you're going to really love too. But I'm going to leave that one. We'll talk about that maybe next week. Okay, so today, last night I went to the basketball game. Arizona State played University of Arizona, so big rival game. University of Arizona is ranked. Arizona State is not, but still it's a rival game. And it started at 8 o'clock at night. Now, for the household that I live in, the Budgell household, we go to bed early and we wake up early. That is how we do things. So 8 o'clock is like, Scott couldn't make it because he had his trainer this morning. So I went with my family, and I have to tell you, after the first half, towards the end, I was like tired. During half, I'm like, I'm getting tired. And I realized, oh, that's because it's like 9 o'clock at night. Of course you're getting tired, Roxanne. It was fun. I loved the game. No, I didn't love the outcome because Arizona State did not win. And I basically grew up on that campus. That's where my parents taught. So there was that. But what I realized that when I got home, it was so fun to come home to Scott and the dogs and get all the love, and they missed me and all those things. But this morning, I was tired, and I allowed myself to be tired and go at my own pace and not push and insist that I have to do things. I listened to my body and my mind, and I decided to be kind to myself. Now, juxtaposition to that, yesterday, so I am in, you know, I always believe in being a lifetime learner, and I'm in this academy right now where I have coaches training me up and all the things on content creation. Because I am doing a lot of content creation and affiliate work. And there was a Wednesday is one of the days where we do, they have a big, there's a big session, like coaching session. And I really wasn't, I was thinking about all the things I need to do because I knew I was going to be out last night. And so I didn't show up initially because I was doing stuff. And then I'm like, oh, I got to show up. I got to show up. I felt the pressure. And I said, Roxanne, don't do that to yourself. But I was feeling the FOMO where I felt like I needed to show up. And I did. And I did get something out of it. So it was good. But I also felt the pressure of I have to be there because that's an expectation because it's an event people are meeting. And I don't know if it was FOMO or just like that feeling like you got to be a good student. And it dawned on me today as I was being kind to myself. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to be kind to myself. I didn't do anything before. I had a client this morning and then I went to the gym and I realized, okay, oh, the dogs, hold on. I don't know if y'all can see this. Let me see if I can get this working right. Hold on. So you can see the nonsense that is there. There's one. There's the other one. So Baylor is finally looking at her, as you can see. And she's barking at her. These are the only times that Baylor will look at her. She'll look at her and just bark at her. And Maisie sometimes will retreat or she'll just stand there and take it. Maisie's literally just looking at her. She's there. Oh, no, she's scratching. She's like, okay, I'm not paying attention to this. But if Maisie came right now and went up to Baylor, I'm telling you right now, Baylor would like either run away or would freeze or look at me like, mom. We'll just leave it there while I continue to see what's going to end here. You don't need to look at me. So anyway, as I was saying, I allowed myself to knowing, okay, you had a long night. It's okay for you. And I was like, oh my goodness. Before my client, I thought I was going to do the show. And I'm like, nope. Oh, Maisie ran off. There we go. Okay. And there it is. It's a dog life over here. But it got me thinking because you can make those decisions but then feel guilt about them, right? And feeling guilty about something like that, too, also is not being kind to yourself. And I was wondering, how kind are you to yourself? How much grace do you allow yourself? If you decide you're not in the mood to do something, maybe you're supposed to be going out with your girlfriends. You haven't seen them in a long time. Or maybe it is something that you were going to do for someone else or for yourself. And you're like, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to go. Do you feel the guilt? I think we're in this society so much where it's like you have to show up. And if you don't show up, then that's being bad. And that's there's some like weakness in that. And I'm beginning to realize more and more when I stop and listen to myself. I don't know what I did to this tripod, y'all. That it is so much more important to listen to our bodies and decide what is right for us in that moment. And know that if we didn't feel like it was right to be present somewhere, that it wasn't meant for us. And that's okay. And that's the right thing. And that there's no, but to add to that, it's insisting that you're not going to feel any guilt around making those decisions. Great example. As I've coached many, many, many direct sellers, will come to me and say, listen, I know they want me to do this thing. They want me to reach out to all these people. They want me to do it this way. And that's just not me. And I want to do it a different way. And I tell them, you can absolutely do it a different way. And I support you in that. Are you okay with the fact that your way might take longer? And or are you okay with the fact that if for some reason you're not seeing the successes, that you are going to get pressure from your team members or from your leader saying, well, you didn't do it my way, so that's why it didn't work. Or are you okay with a new product coming out and you consciously deciding you're not going to, in other words, supply it, promote it to your audience because it doesn't fit for them? And when you make that decision, do you feel like, because sometimes it's easier to make that decision, but then after the moment, you feel like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not where I should be because I didn't do it the way everyone else did. Or maybe because I didn't show up the way everyone else did. Or maybe I am missing out, that OMO of missing out, right? And that expectation that if you don't do it like everybody else does, something is wrong, is a fallacy. It's probably one of the things that keeps our society going, like, and we're all going in the same direction. But I would challenge you as March rolls around, or you close up February, to ask yourself, what are the things that you're doing that you truly do not want to do? Your body doesn't want to do them. You don't want to do them, but you're only doing it because you feel that obligation. And then ask yourself, could you feel an obligation to yourself maybe instead of feeling an obligation to others or like society? And what's like one thing that you could change and do differently? And what kind of impact would that make on you? I can tell you right now that if I had done this show this morning and just push to do it, it would have been crap. You might be like, well, this was not great anyway. No, I'm just kidding. But it would have been crap. I knew. And I had this piece about, I'm going to come back from the gym. I'm going to make lunch for myself and for Scott and the dogs that feed everybody. Then I'll sit down and have a jolly good time with you and have a great discussion. And I knew exactly what I want to talk to you about because I took the time to kind of think about it. And I took the time to let my body rest and do what was right for me so I could be my best for yourself. Because that's the funny thing. When you make the decisions for yourself that are right for yourself, you actually show up as a better person for everyone involved. We forget that, but that is so the truth. Before I go to Love is Blind, one thing I do want to just mention, because it just broke this morning, if you keep track of anything scandal, the big scandal, the scandal that happened with Vanderpump Rules when Tom Sandoval and Rachel Raquel Levis cheated together on Tom's 9-year partner, Ariana Maddox, and Rachel's really good friend. Turns out that Rachel Levis is now suing Tom and Ariana for the revenge porn. Essentially, she's alleging that Tom Sandoval actually recorded her in some sexual acts without her knowledge, which I didn't even know you could do that. Can you record a FaceTime and someone doesn't know? Like, seriously, I did not know that you could do that, and I'm shocked that he would know. But there were a couple of videos on there, and then, of course, when the fallout happened and Ariana happened to see the phone and see Rachel, her best friend, I think is loose, but her good friend, in compromising positions on Tom's phone, it seems that Ariana allegedly then shared those videos with others, which would be the suit there. Although, you know, I am a lawyer, but I don't practice, and I don't really practice porn law. That's not a thing. But you know what I mean? Because I'm wondering to myself, I'd be curious, because I think back to Kardashian and like the sex tape with Kardashian. There was a suit for a while. I think it ended up being dropped and they figured it out of court. But the reason I bring that up is because a company was making money off of the video. I'm not certain what money Ariana didn't sell the video. I can see being taped without your knowledge. That would be a Tom thing. But I'm curious if Ariana could actually get sued for sharing it when it technically the property in her knowledge would be it's Tom's phone. And she's not a child. And she didn't do it for sale. So I don't know. Interesting. Anyhow, that is going on. So you're going to hear some buzz about that. I mean, Scandal is the gift that just keeps on giving, I guess, in some weird way. Okay, if you have not watched the last two episodes that just dropped of Love is Blind, this might be a good time to hop off. I'm just going to give a little bit of it now because, you know, I don't want to keep you too long. But I will see you tomorrow if that's the case. If you have watched it or if you are like, listen, I just want to just tell me your thoughts. I want to hear them. It's not going to bother me. Give it to me. This season of Love is Blind, I'm serious, it's the gift that keeps on giving, seriously. And these last two episodes, the pool party. Okay, so here's the deal. The cliffhanger we had last week was Jeremy, and Laura. They're engaged. Jeremy went out at 10:45, didn't come back till 6 a.m.-ish, and was hanging out with the other girl that he almost picked in the pods. He swears they were just talking in the parking lot. However, he shared his location with Laura, his fiance, and she looked and he was somewhere else. He had definitely gone to the woman's house. He says he didn't go inside, but at this point, so she said it's over. So it picks up there. He talks to his mom. His mom is like, you messed up, but she doesn't seem fazed. It's like she's seen this type of Jeremy before. I tell you this because, we see that, and I'll also mention, it was a weird, crazy fight between Chelsea and Jimmy, which is just kind of the trend, but she apparently had been drinking, and she did him dirty. She accused him of a lot of things that he didn't do. He went out to his friend's party, birthday party. He just made an appearance. She admits that he was not there for a long time. She didn't want to go, but then she brought up this, like, she made it a big thing. If you're going to be going out, I don't want to be with that type of person, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes on to say, some people from the show saw you out, and I'm embarrassed that I wasn't with you. And then she goes on to just allege all these things, like, you were out there with Jessica, the single mom he did not end up choosing, which was not true. And then brings up the fact that his girlfriends, his two female friends that she met before, he's like, you effed her. You told me you did. And he looks so pissed. Because it was a conversation they had off camera where he's like, listen, this did happen with her once. We are friends. It's not a thing. And I don't want to talk about it on camera because she's going to be coming on as, like, you're going to meet her and it's just not fair to her. And she just did it on camera and he looked so upset. She went on to tell him, I don't love you. I don't think we're together. You're not my guy. All these things. I don't think you love me. And he had it. So I tell you this because then they made up, which I don't know why, but she is cuckoo for Cocoa Pops and she's just too insecure to be in a relationship and he needs to run, but he hasn't run yet. So all that to say, because they have the pool party, and the pool party is interesting because the pool party has the people that were in the pods with them that did not get chosen, plus the couples that did. The things you need to know about that, Jimmy did end up seeing Jess, the one he did not choose, and they actually had a nice conversation overall. It was a little, he was a little maybe flirtatious, not sure. But all it was a good conversation, and she was rah-rah his relationship with Chelsea, and they had closure they needed. Chelsea also she met Trevor, which I can't even take this seriously, because if you follow anything that's going on outside of the show, turns out Trevor, who was her runner-up basically, ended up, he had a girlfriend the entire time. He had a girlfriend up until a week before the show aired. So I'm like, whatever, dude. I can't even take you seriously. You're acting and whatever. The big drama came with Laura and Jeremy because they hadn't spoken since last week for 3 days or 3 or 4 days. She had been staying at her house, hadn't spoken. He's like, I'm done with you because you wouldn't let me send you flowers. And he's like, I actually packed up your stuff already. That's an invasion of personal privacy. I don't even like that. But the girl he had been with that night is sitting down with AD, and I'm telling you, a masterclass and an ability to, like, set someone up to say things and then, but make it clear to them you're not cool with what they've done. I don't know how AD did it, but she had Sarah talking about, like, she's like, let me get this straight. How did you ask a full engaged man? What made you send him this note telling him the door is still open? And how did you feel good about all these things? And Sarah's trying to defend herself, but there's nothing to defend. And she's trying to explain it, but there's nothing to explain. And actually realizes that she's just been really outserved. Like, she's out of her league with this conversation with AD. And then she runs off to Jeremy and she's crying, "We wouldn't have done it this way, but it's love and blah, blah, blah." Which, no, you didn't have to do it that way. You could have just waited till the pool party to see if he was still with her and then gone like that. You shouldn't have been sending him notes. Anyway, not appropriate. So they are like, oh, forget it. Let's just go. We'll show them. Let's go water ski. So while everyone is pool partying at the lake, I should say lake party, they go on water skis just to act like clowns, basically. Not impressed. So that was like the big, but the drama of it all was just like, get me the popcorn. This is wild. Wild. Those are the big things you need to know. And then it did end on a cliffhanger of the show, and a cliffhanger where Jimmy was like, Chelsea, you've not told me what you're going to do at the altar. Are you even in on this? And it just went fade to black. So we know that next week we're going to have one episode. It will be maybe three weddings, and we'll see if they get married. I mean, there was wedding dress shopping, there was tuxedo shopping, but the crux of what you need to know is in fact, if you wanted to fast forward and just watch the pool/lake party, that gave you everything in the episode. That and the 500,000 fight between Chelsea and Jimmy earlier before that. All right, I'm going to leave you because I know I've gone a little long. So good to talk to you. I will see you tomorrow. And don't forget to click on the link if you want to come to the TikTok workshop. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be live. We're going to hang out. You're going to learn a lot about how you can really grow your presence on TikTok, and you can monetize TikTok in a really fun way. All right? All right, everyone. Go be great. Bye.